It's my pleasure today to introduce Julia Cook. Julia is the District Support Services, Moreton District, and she joins us today to talk about last week's Road Safety Week. Good morning, Inspector Cook.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, today we're going to be talking about road safety. Last week was Queensland Road Safety Week, Julia. Tell us a little bit about how important this is. This week is on your calendar.
Yeah, road safety is always important to us. However, Road Safety Week is a time where we work to raise awareness and educate drivers about good driving behaviour. Queensland Police are committed to reducing the trauma on Queensland roads, but we can't do that without the help of those using our roads. Educating people about the Fatal Five driving behaviours through community engagement is extremely important during this week. Our increased presence on the roads is a reminder to all drivers to rethink their driving decisions.
Julia, we've heard about the Fatal Five for so long it's not funny. Can you give them to us again? Because it obviously doesn't seem to be sinking in, does it?
Unfortunately, it's always a factor. The Fatal Five are speeding, drink driving and drug driving, failing to wear seat belts, driving whilst tired and driving whilst distracted. They're all major contributors to lives lost on our roads and are all so avoidable. Speeding, for instance, even 5 kilometres over the limit in urban areas can be enough to double the risk of casualty crash. Drug and drink driving, 1 in 4 drivers and riders killed on Australian roads have a blood alcohol content exceeding the legal limit. Driving whilst under the influence of drugs is similar to driving 2 to 3 times the alcohol over the alcohol limit.
Okay.
Seatbelt safety is also another big contributor. It's the leading cause of road crash death. Unrestrained drivers and passengers are 8 times more likely to be killed on a road crash. Driver distraction, mobile phones is a really good example of that. Using the mobile phone while driving increases your risk of a crash 4-fold, even when using the hands-free kit. Around 60% of drivers have admitted using their phone while talking and texting while driving.
That's a bit game, isn't it, to be texting while driving? Goodness me.
Sorry. And driver fatigue is one of those other big factors as well. A micro nap can happen so quickly and the consequences can be catastrophic instantaneously.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, sadly, the road toll is rising, Julia. How many people have lost their lives in the Moreton region just this year alone?
Just this year, our forensic crash unit have attended over 60 crashes where persons have been seriously injured, 10 of which, unfortunately, were fatalities. Of those 10, 4 of those were motorcycle riders. Motorcycle riders and their passengers actually make up 27% of the lives lost on Queensland roads. It is a shocking statistic considering they're only 5% of vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
As one of the most vulnerable road users, research shows that they are 30 times more likely to be killed in a crash than car occupants. Every life lost is one too many and is the high number of fatalities that have shaped our increased presence on the road.
Actually, enforcement is also part of road safety. What are some of the offenders detected while they're driving in the past week?
Yeah, in the past week, we've conducted approximately 7,000 road breath tests and we've done a lot of road drug tests as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually intercepted 10 drink drivers and unfortunately 48 drug drivers in the last week. We've also written over 150 traffic infringement notices. And people on the road, there's about 21 unlicensed disqualified drivers that we've intercepted in the last week as well. So the statistics, unfortunately, are far too high.
And we don't seem to be getting the message, Julia. It bothers me terribly. What is the final message that you might put out there to the motorists?
Can I just say, just take an extra few seconds to consider vulnerable road users like motorcycle riders.
Mm.
Actively look for riders, double check before changing lanes and take extra care in the wet. Always consider the Fatal Five behaviours. Get to your destination safely and keep making happy memories for you and your family.
Julia Cook, thanks so much for joining 101.5 FM and keeping our community connected. Listeners, if you want to listen to this again, you can search everything on podcast. Go to the website 101.5fm.com.au. Thank you very much, Julia.
Thank you.